You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. Want to welcome you to the month of March. It is March 1st, 2021. Happy Monday to you. The time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start where we ended on Friday. Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited. That's right. Russell Wilson has been the talk of the NFL ever since, well, ever since Russell Wilson decided that he wanted to be the talk of the NFL. You'll recall that a few weeks ago, he went on the Dan Patrick Show, talked about the, you know, sort of dissension he kind of felt. Those are my words, not his. But clearly, Russell Wilson wants to see changes within the Seattle Seahawks. On Friday, the report from The Athletic came out that detailed the dissension of sorts between Russ and his organization over the last few seasons. What's more is on Friday afternoon, ESPN's Adam Schefter revealed that while Russell Wilson has not requested a trade, and remember that he has a no-trade clause in the contract extension that he signed in 2019, if the Seahawks wanted to trade Russell Wilson, the only teams that the quarterback would be willing to play for are the Dallas Cowboys, Las Vegas Raiders, Chicago Bears, and New Orleans Saints. Now, let's talk about the New Orleans Saints. They are obviously in a very fascinating position this offseason, as many are expecting Drew Brees to officially retire, since that has not officially happened. Russell has obviously been likened to Drew Brees over the course of his career due to his height. They both have won a Super Bowl, etc., etc. Now, the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, seemingly wants Russell Wilson to come replace Drew Brees as the quarterback in Sean Payton's offense. On Saturday, Mayor Cantrell tweeted out a video trying to recruit Russell to New Orleans. Take a listen for yourself.
I've heard the rumors now, and I want to make sure that you understand that the city of New Orleans is a place for you and your beautiful family. I'm LaToya Cantrell, mayor of the city of New Orleans, and I know, Mr. Wilson, that you will be a great addition to the New Orleans Saints. And more importantly, I can see us in that number winning that Super Bowl championship once again. And what else I can see? The Mrs. Ciara Wilson herself on that main stage during the historical Essence Festival. Just wanted to stop in to let you know that we not only admire you, we want you. Love you, man. Love Ciara. Love your beautiful family. The culture of the city of New Orleans awaits you.
We will see if this video has any impact on Russell Wilson seemingly wanting to play for the New Orleans Saints. Remember that New Orleans is like $5 bajillion over the salary cap, and Russell Wilson is not a cheap player. So lots to watch there. Plus, is there even going to be a spot for Russell Wilson to play if he were traded to the Saints? And I'm not talking about Taysom Hill, not talking about Jameis Winston. There is some internet, we'll call it discussion, happening because a video surfaced over the weekend of Drew Brees working out, just doing a sled workout. You know, I do these in the backyard all the time. Just kidding. Wish it were the case. But Drew Brees is doing this, you know, sled workout, looking strong, looking healthy, looking in shape. The comments in the background are, Drew, slow down. Drew, calm down. Drew, you're a beast, etc., etc. And the internet is talking here, and we all know that we can always trust the internet. Is Drew Brees really going to retire? Now, we all think that Drew Brees is going to retire, but what if he doesn't? If Drew Brees does not retire, how are the Saints going to figure this out? That is a question we ask every offseason. What are the Saints going to do with their salary cap situation? But it is possible that maybe Drew Brees is reconsidering. This is something, again, that we have not seen by way of an official announcement from Drew Brees. Obviously, if Drew Brees returns, the Saints would theoretically want to have him, although Drew Brees has not been the Drew Brees of old over the last few seasons. We will see. A very interesting story to watch in the Big Easy. Finally, some somber news to report. Over the weekend, former NFL defensive tackle Louis Nix III was found dead in Florida. This happened on Saturday, 3 days after his mother had reported him missing. Louis Nix III was a defensive tackle from Notre Dame. He was a third-round choice of the Houston Texans in 2014. You will recall that 2014 was Bill O'Brien Bryant's first year with the Texans. That was the season in which they took Jadeveon Clowney with the first overall pick. Lewis Nix III also played for the New York Giants, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Washington football team over the course of his career. May he rest in peace. That does it for Monday's edition of The Daily. Be on the lookout for the latest episode of Monday Football Monday, where Michael Kist, if he's back, Pete Sweeney, and myself will talk about all the latest stylings in the Football League of National. Don't know why I keep trying that line, because it fails every single time. Welcome to March. Let's have some fun. Free agency is in just a couple of weeks. It's going to be a gas. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.